Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Fellowship in Truth. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 1 verses 3 to 4. 1 John chapter 1 verses 3 to 4 reads, "What we have seen and heard we announce to you too, so that you may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. Thus we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." I have just read from the New English Translation. Have you noticed that no matter how much you love some people, if your level of knowledge and understanding is significantly higher than theirs, it may be difficult to engage in deep, meaningful conversations? You may find that you connect more with others who share your level of understanding, even if you don't love them as deeply as those with whom you don't share that same level of understanding. In today's Bible verses, we see that one of the reasons Apostle John wrote 1 John was to upgrade the understanding of the believers so that they could have better fellowship. With a shared understanding of the truth, their fellowship would be richer and more fulfilling. One of the most important goals of discipleship is to bring believers into a deeper understanding of the truth. There is a way Jesus thinks, and as His disciples, we are called to grow in our understanding to become more like Him. As we do, our fellowship with Him deepens. Even though God loves all of us, we may not be able to walk closely with Him if we don't align our thinking with His. Two cannot walk together unless they agree. One of the proofs that we are becoming like Christ is that we are more able to have meaningful fellowship with other believers who are also growing in Christ. As we grow in Christ-likeness, we will also find that our fellowship with God deepens. See John 14:23. Go into today remembering that as becoming like Christ remains your ultimate goal, you will find deeper fellowship with other believers who are also growing in Christ. And your fellowship with the Father will grow richer and deeper. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 84 to 86. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 84 to 86.
Psalm 84, for the director of music, according to Gittith, of the sons of Korah, a psalm.
How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed are those who trust in You.
Psalm 85, for the director of music, of the sons of Korah, a psalm.
You, Lord, showed favor to Your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of Your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all Your wrath and turned from Your fierce anger. Restore us again, God, our Savior, and put away Your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants, but let them not turn to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps.
Psalm 86, a prayer of David.
Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the rim of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. A band of ruthless people seeks my life. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God. Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant and save the son of a woman who served you before me. Give me a sign of your goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.